Blog Talk Radio.
Commodore, you still there? Commodore? Hello, Commodore.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Oh.
My name, I'll say man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Y'all don't know who I is because I just got here today. My hometown is a little town way down Dixie way. Now everybody down there for miles around all calls me by my name. Now that I'm up here in your big city, I sure wish y'all would do the same. Because I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. Why, I'm a clean-cut fella from Harness Corner. Oh, you ought to see me strut. I'm a caper-cutting cutie, got a gal called Katie. She's a little heavy lady, and I call her baby. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. Yes, a ding-dong daddy from the Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a ping-pong popper from Pitchfork Prairie. Ought to see me strut. I'm a ding-dong daddy, got a whiz-bang mama. She's a Bear Creek baby and a Wampus kitty. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me do my stuff. Just a ding-dong daddy from the Dumas, who you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a corn-pone popper and an apple knocker, you ought to see me strut. I'm a mama-loving man and I just left Mary. She's a big blonde baby from Peanut Prairie. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas now, and you ought to see me do my stuff. A rink-a-dink-a-daddy from the Dumas, who you ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a peach pie popper from Jackson's Hollow. Oh, you ought to see me strut. I'm a honey-dripping daddy, got a hard-hearted baby. She's a chic-shaking Sheba, and hallelujah, I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, and you ought to see me strut.
Fucking egg, yeah, man. That's a classical. Man, I didn't even listen to that before the show. I was like, man, I want to just hear that for the first time in a while at the beginning of the show, so I will appreciate it. And, yeah, I was snapping my fingers. Ted, you got to simmer, man. I ain't got no treats. Treatless. Ted got up. Oh, well. Good evening and welcome to Friday Night Possum. The show that promises to at least take up some of your time, at best, and at worst, totally insult you so that you go back to Facebook and unfriend me. I don't know. Maybe it could happen. I'm in that kind of a mood. Watch out. Don't poke the bear. It's hard. They worked me today, man. Okay. But that's neither here nor there. Oh, you got to poke the bear. Gummy's going to poke the bear tonight. Don't poke the bear. Bear's tired. All right. Grenache Network. You're listening to it right now. Grenache Network. Home of the finest in radio entertainment and whiny dogs. Monday nights, it's Possmauer, the original podcast of forever. It's like the fucking thing, man. It is. When you think of a podcast, what do you think of? Possmauer. Right? I do. During the week, it's Clobbering Time with your host and mine, Ben J. Grimm, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed thing. All right. Question's been posed. Ginger or Marianne? Yes, please. That's the answer. And, yeah, he comes to you live from the Baxter Building basement. And he's wonderful. And I think it's just me and the old gumbo tonight, Ma. So, Hunker Don. We got all kind of shit, though. Hi, Bob. Sorry. Is that a double drink since I typed it and said it at the same time? Just to make sure. Okie doke. Oh, I forgot the Possmauer theme. All right, let's do the Possmauer theme, then I'll bring on the gum. I told you I was tired, man. What we got for a Possmauer thing? All right, live from coast to coast, this is the Possmauer theme.
Out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here now.
Welcome, Professor.
Hello, Gumby.
Welcome to the show. Another round of applause for that guy. Absolutely.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice when they do that? Yeah. I love it, too. Stop! Stop it. Stop. It's embarrassing me now. Yeah. This is big-time radio, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So... yeah, that was cool, man. The ding dang. That was a good copy of the ding dong daddy.
That's a pretty hip song.
Oh, well, Phil Harris invented your rap music.
Oh yeah.
He's better than Eminem or what's his head? We can't even say his name anymore. Wonga Baloo, man. The immortal Phil Harris, and one of the all-time drunks. I was going to say alcoholics, but I don't think he went to meetings, so he was a drunk. Or a drunkard.
God bless the drunks. God bless the drunkards.
Yeah. Not a drunk. Drunk is a guy laying in the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Yeah,
a drunkard.
In between.
Yeah, a drunkard is a guy who, you know, he's just the functioning alcoholic who doesn't go to the meetings.
All right. I'll go along with it.
You're a former drunkard, I believe.
Uh-huh. Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. I am
and
currently
I
a drunkard.
Every day.
I know. I hope it doesn't. I don't even know why you hang around with me, man, because. You fucking torture people.
You're high-fiving all over the place, aren't you?
Oh, dude, I don't think I've ever done one of these shows if I don't have a little bit of a snootful, so.
It's tough watching to do our show sober.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I had trouble with when I quit smoking was a lot of those, Dragnet and Rockford Files was killer. He smokes the whole show. Love that show, but it's like, man, I can't watch Humphrey Bogart movies. Forget about it.
Oh, yeah, Bogie. Oh, that Fillmore. Those were the days.
Snootful. Yeah, but, oh, man, that's... I'm coming up on 4 years now, and I'm going through a lot of, like, sitting here just going, boy, you know what would be really fucking good?
You find your pen in your mouth a lot?
Oh, man. I still chew on the nicotine gum.
Oh,
hate to admit it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's expensive, though, man. Yeah, at least I ain't smoking. Yeah.
Cake
is correct. Nobody smokes in the new shows anymore. I think Rockford was the last hero that smoked on TV.
Interesting.
Because that was pretty much the end of the 70s. You got the 80s. I don't think any heroes. You know, I love that in the old days. You got like the Naked City. They're lighting up butts left and right, you know. They get in an elevator, light up a butt, you know.
Uh-huh. Good show.
That is a pretty good show. Oh, your show's on this weekend, man.
Yeah, Dark Shadows.
The Dark Shadows. Dark Shadows Marathon, ladies and gentlemen.
Barney Boo.
In the fucking decade. But, man, I'll tell you what. I want my antenna back, man, when Johnny Carson comes on.
Yep.
One antenna TV. Fuck decades. I'm getting sick of decades. I'm bored with it.
Maybe you can fill
a fucking like Donna Reed.
Speaking
of which, I'm digital. I had to go digital this week.
Oh, okay.
My 13-inch analog television, which has kept me connected to the society, died the other night. I went to the thrift store first, see if I could find an old, analog TV, but I didn't really have anything good, so. Copped out and went to the Wally World and picked up the smallest fucking flat screen they had.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. I was trying to get the cheapest TV they had. 20 fucking 6 inches. That's twice as big as the one I had before.
Yeah, but they're cheap, though, aren't they? Aren't TVs cheap now?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But Jesus, it's too big. Simmer down on the size, man.
Too big for the love shack.
Well, for my bed, I have it in a bedroom, and it's just too big for the boudoir, you know.
Okay. Can't you switch TVs?
That's the only TV I got now.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, in the bedroom.
Yeah, one in the living room, though, man.
No. My house is so hip, man. You come in the hall, there's no TV. You don't see no TV.
What are you and Gigantor do? When Gigantor stops over, you just sit there and drink
beer.
Well,
I got a radio in there. I turn on the cool, public radio music station.
Ah,
it's got a nice sound to it. You know, we sit there and have cocktails and sit in the cushy chairs. It's a conversation pit, man.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome.
College stations. You listen to college stations on the radio? They're pretty good. There's a good.
They can be excellent.
Yeah.
They can be excellent.
Anyway, let's blow something the fuck up. Everyone's waiting to get something blown up.
Okay. Well, our one of our biggest fans, Shemp Ann. I like to think of her as Shempetta. She wanted to blow up. She had a great suggestion. Short people.
I remember that. Yep.
Yeah.
Randy Newman.
That guy. Randy Newman.
Yep.
But since I worked my hiney off today, I didn't have time.
Okay.
So we're going back in the archives. We'll blow that fucker up Monday.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Have my word. You have my word. Although I like Randy Newman sometimes.
Yeah.
Maggie C.
He's like the new Paul Williams.
That'd be an old Paul Williams.
Yeah.
No, I steal from college radio, to be honest, Maggie C. Anybody steals from it. Anybody. Everything on this show is hot, okay? That's it, including the hosts. Thank you very much, ladies. But,
we steal some of all.
It's all hot and most of it's stale, but here we go. An oldie but a goodie.
All right, cool.
Shemp, if you're around here, give me a smash on the chin and convince me. Oh! I'm convinced. Well, things are looking up.
it's a booger.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Yeah. Oh, check it out, man.
This is Osama Bin Laden. I am still dead. I repeat, I am still dead.
I tried watching that the other day. What a boring show that was.
Really? I like that one, man. He's so cool.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he's cool.
He just talks like... Yeah. He's like, huh? Oh, yeah? All right, then. Okay.
That sounds like
he's so cool, man. And you got to notice, he always pops his collar. He's always wearing like a, you know, like a golf shirt, and he has the collar popped. He's badass, man. Mike Nelson. How's that? Okay. And then after him comes on, who comes on after that? Broderick Crawford.
Oh, what show was that? Oh, fuck.
It's coming to me here.
Something story?
Police
story?
It's
Highway Patrol? I just find it.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
The Highway Patrol in action again next week. Until then, remember, leave blood at the Red Cross, not on the highway. This is Bradley Crawford saying, see you next week.
Episode, For the Love of God.
All right.
The I think we're on the path now. Scratching her head. What the fuck is this?
Shit, under 70. Fuck, that was before my time, bro. Shoot. That was 1952.
But we're aware
of it. That shit is old. What a crappy show. Broderick Crawford is like the worst actor of all time.
He sucks.
He's always picking up the phone. Oh, yeah? Huh? Okay. Yeah, got that. Uh-huh. And then he hangs, you know, it's like, he doesn't even pretend there's somebody on the other line. He's just going, you know.
Just barking his line.
What? Yeah. What's that? You know, Highway 43? Got it. You know, 10-4. He's great, but he sucks. He's great at being sucky. He was one of the worst SNL hosts. He hosted in the first season, and he was terrible.
Oh, did he? I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't. He was in a chair most of the time.
Speaking
he was
of
one
Naked
of
Ackroyd's
heroes.
Naked City? Did you see the...
oh, yeah, it's a good show. Great show.
Decades Bench?
Yeah, I saw a few of them.
I didn't know they had it going on long before Paul Burke got on there. I didn't know that.
Oh, I don't think I caught any of those.
Oh, yeah, it was a whole different cast. It started off with a whole different cast.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch the beginning part of the marathon.
Yeah, well, they weren't as good as when Paul Burke got on there, though.
He was good.
Yeah.
Right, we got a bunch of folk out there.
Oh, okay.
And we should probably acknowledge them, don't you think?
Yeah. God bless them for showing up.
Look, we got a newcomer here. I'm having trouble typing his whole dang name here.
Oh, okay. All right.
There we go. All right, well, let me just tell you, newcomer, the show's usually better than this. This is...
You got to catch us when Reverend Wendy's in.
Yeah, you know, this is a pickup game tonight, kind of. You know, it's... shoot, where's the fucking music? All right, there we go. That'll work. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge! Woohoo! And remind me if anybody's left, because I think some people have left. Remember anybody? Living Dead Heathen was here earlier. He was the first one in the room.
The first to leave.
Why did you leave? He must not have liked the show.
I wanted to say hello.
Yeah, he just said, saying howdy. But fortunately, we have Dr. Cake. Because, as you know, it would not be a show without Dr. Cake.
Cake is reliable.
I'm not sure if I have a Dr. Cake quickie tonight. Man, I should have. Dr. Cake quickie.
I'm leaving. I'm going with cake.
I got some. If
here.
You need cake, I know I got cake. If you need cake, I know I got cake. Don't even fuck with me, man. You playing with kids? All right. It's Getting Four USA. Woohoo!
Four USA.
That's a very, very patriotic name.
It is. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a cheerleader-like name, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's our newcomer. John Austin Murphy. Welcome, sir.
Austin Murphy.
Welcome to the Possum Lounge.
Buddy of mine.
All right, he's checking it out, man. This is cool. Hang out, man. It's fun. I mean, you know, we're just trying to have fun.
It's your promos, Salvador. Your promos are bringing them in.
There you go. Which one was that? The RuPaul? That was kind of cool. That came out of my mouth Monday night. I said, who do you like, Malty? RuPaul? And it was an error. I didn't mean to say that, but that's how a lot of my humor actually develops. I say it by mistake.
You wrote on it. You got
there's
Maggie
C. There is Maggie C. Gotta love Maggie C. She's the number one cheerleader of the Possum Squad.
And she's glowing. She's glowing tonight.
Go team. Thank you for being with us. All right, now we need a new song. How about this one? Ooh, there you go.
That works.
I don't know if I'm all up on that one, man.
What the fuck was that? Is that Halloween music?
More music, movie, 60s movie music. I'll wake up and there's a movie on and I'll hear this music. I'll go, oh shit, that would be great on Possum Hour.
I thought it was fantastic.
All right. There's Other People's Eyes.
Oh,
pal, Oak. He's single-handedly creating his own super race.
Yeah.
Keep going with that, my friend. Hang in there. You know, give her a little time out between them. You know, that's always good. Give him a rest period.
We'll free the room.
Crank out another. Get another. I mean, five is good. Make it an odd number, though. Three or five, they're suggesting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And try really hard to hit the lottery. Ooh. Now, you know what? You don't need money to raise kids. All you need is love. And I'm telling you that from the heart. I was a ne'er-do-well, and I raised two fine boys because I loved them. There you go.
There you go. There it is.
All righty. Now, there's Porcupine Bob. Bye, Bob.
Righty. Righty.
Love, Schmove. I want money, says Dr. Cake. Well, that's my new philosophy. Back then, I was young and I didn't know any better. Forgive me. Now I realize my mistake and I should have gone for the dough. Let's go for the big money, big money, big money. Right. And there is Professor R.J. Gumby, the minister, the fine minister of finance and parking. Finance and parking. That's Groucho genius.
That is.
The fuck? The Minister of Finance and Parking. Get the hell out. I love that man. Groucho, one of my favorites of all time. And I know Daddy G, who's not here. That's one of his favorites.
Oh, yeah.
He grew a Groucho. Did you see his Groucho mustache on the new picture there on the Facebook?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been scoring a Groucho for some time now.
He needs a cigar in there.
His is grease paint, too. That's not real.
It's grease paint. Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. And there's Herd Mentality. The Herd Mentality.
I heard.
Who, every once in a while, I'll hook up with the Herd Mentality. I'll go along with him.
Oh, you got it.
Not mostly, though. Well. Not all the time. Yeah. And there he is, the Cub fan of Cub fans. And we had some private words, chatted. It's all in good fun. It's all good sport. maybe that son of a bitch who broke Gong's leg fucking get rickets. So that's what I'm still a little pissed about that. I kid because I love. There he is, Uncle Wiggly. All right.
Wiggly.
A nice turnout here at the old Possum. Yeah. And did I mention John Austin Murphy?
Yeah.
Good guy.
Well, okay. Guy.
Yeah, all right. And so I guess what we'll do here is give him a round of applause.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Rock. Yeah.
And your super host, Commodore Deck.
As the Beaver.
Hey. Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Yeah, it's our pal, the Virginian. You think you're playing amateurs over here, huh?
That's the foreman. Don't fuck with the foreman.
You don't fuck with that guy, Boyd. I'll tell you what. Thank you, Wiggly. Yeah, it sucks. Man, when you lose those big games, it's a blow to the bread basket. Me, myself, I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to talk to anybody after that Pirate loss. I was like... Yeah, kind of careening through the neighborhood, just... People were after me with pitchforks and torches and shit. It wasn't pretty. Man.
Villages.
Cubs bad. Shit.
It's always next year.
Yep. We'll get them. We'll get them next year. Oh, jeez. It's just, with my team, we don't got big bucks, so it's like, man, when you get there, it's almost like every year, every time, it's like, this is our last chance. We got to make it now. You don't know if you're going to be back. But you were saying you were watching the Western. What's the Western? What's the name of it?
Oh, Once Upon a Time in the West.
Once Upon a Time in the West.
Yep.
Great Western.
That's my favorite Western. I tell you, man, the Italians know how to make Western.
They do.
I like
good
spaghetti.
Westerns. That's great. Henry Fonda, great. There was something about how they didn't, they edited the American version maybe or something.
Yeah.
And toned down his part because, you know, they didn't want to shock American audiences seeing.
I'm not surprised.
Henry Fonda was evil in that movie.
Damn good villain.
Oh, hell of a movie. Feeling the burn. All right, we're feeling the burn in the chat room. Nice.
He shot a little kid.
He shot a kid. That was the thing.
Yeah.
He didn't. Shooting kids. You know. Bernie Sanders never shot a kid, though, fortunately.
That we know.
Oh, I want to tell you, I watched Django Unchained.
Yeah.
Ever since... Inglourious Bastards. I've been like boycotting Quentin Tarantino movies because that movie just so pissed me off. I haven't watched one since then.
Yeah.
And I kind of like Django. Well, you know why I did it? Because the other night they had Reservoir Dogs on the free TV.
Yeah, I was watching it again.
And I was watching that.
Favorite.
I'm like,
that's still
right.
My favorite Quentin.
I think that's his best movie. Yeah. Best movie. So I said, all right, I'll give Django a run. And the thing was about that, there was the guy who, you remember Print the Legend guy, Edmund O'Brien.
Uh-huh.
That guy that played the guy, the head, the bounty hunter, that was Edmund O'Brien, man, you know. Anyway, they're getting bored with Western talk. He was great, but the movie was great until he got killed, and I knew they telegraphed that they were going to kill him. And after that, it became a cartoon, so that's why I didn't give it a very high rating.
You know what? You know what made it for me? Franco Nero was in it. Franco Nero had a little cameo. He was the original Django.
I noticed that.
That made the whole movie for me. I thought that was cool.
But it was great just because it was a Western, and you know it was well done. I mean,
I like Bastards too. I just didn't like them killing Hitler. That's the only thing I didn't like about that. That and the David Bowie song. What the fuck was a David Bowie song in the middle of a Nazi movie? What's wrong with Quentin? And then just like Django, they put in a Jim Croce song. What the fuck?
Yeah, that was kind of weird. Yeah.
It was stupid, yeah. I think he's trying to make that his signature.
Putting in a fucked up song in the middle of the movie?
In a movie about the same era.
Lee Marvin. He needs to, like, put Lee Marvin in his next movie, how they do that digitally enhanced version of Lee Marvin. He'd be great. Just do that now. Make cartoons.
Well, his new movie's a Western. It'll be out soon. It's called The Hateful Eight.
Yeah, that's what they said. No, I'll check that out. I don't know if it'll be
great
as
dialogue.
Good as Adam Sandler's Western, but, you know. Let's see. Yikes.
Uh-huh.
All right. You ready for some Friday Frank?
Yes. Please.
I got
Friday Frank.
Friday Frank. Are you? Yes, I'm ready. Go, Friday Frank.
Oh, I'm powerful hungry. I ain't had but a couple of three breakfasts since morning.
I got the laughing
she
music.
The Blues Brothers?
No, she sang Think.
Ah, Think.
Which was my original choice, but then I realized I'd already played that a while back. I figured I never played this one, so. Whammo! It's one of the greatest songs ever, man.
It picks things up.
Respect. It's a Sakatumi in it. Come on, man.
Sakatumi.
Just a little bit. Bump, bump. That is fucking awesome.
They should have threw in a couple of Here Come the Judge. Do it.
Here Come the Judge. He does some pig meat in the past.
Oh, yeah. Wild, man.
I don't know. I always used to worry, like, man, we're going to run out of weird shit to play on this show.
Uh-huh.
But I quit worrying about that a while back. It's like, nah. There's always more weird shit. There's an endless supply of weird shit in the world.
It's a good thing you save all that stuff, too.
Well, that's the thing. That's the key. You know, you gotta be in the you gotta save it when you see it, or write it down, or, you know, bookmark it or something. Otherwise, that was just a senseless drunk, you know. This way, you got a show, you know, an entertaining fucking show.
Keep it moving. We're all here for three minutes. I know that.
I know. It's coming up too, man.
Good, cool.
This is actually in line with Monday nights. Once again, I'm burping. These natties make me burp.
That's a cheap beer. Where's your Canadians?
Dude, I'm on the budget plan. I had to buy that TV. The furnace is on the fritz again. Back to the natties, man. Oh, yeah.
You got to get that fixed before the cold comes.
I got to get the $600 circuit board. Gee.
Hey, someone just came in.
Oh, what do we got? Bump, 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 bump. Daddy G's here. Hey, Daddy G.
Tomorrow night.
Daddy G from the Daddy G, A Night with Daddy G.
Yeah.
Here on Blog Talk Radio. Saturdays at 9.
Tomorrow night.
And if you're a fan of Wendy, she goes to that show. Wendy goes there. She didn't come.
She don't like us.
She didn't come to our show
anymore.
Daddy G. Yeah, she goes to Daddy
G. I gotta give the G-Man a heads up, man. It's Porky's birthday tomorrow, man. So we need some hush-hush. Play some hush-hush on it.
All right. There you have it. Hush-hush tomorrow
Porky's
night on.
Daigle.
The Daddy G share.
Swamp band.
All right. Oh, it's that time. It's that time.
Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm psyched.
It's big. That's how fucking big it is, man. All right.
I'm literally
ripped
at the edge
from
of
today's
energy.
Headlines. Ripped from today's headlines, mind you. I'm trying to figure out the fucking name of this band. Okay. All I can decipher is the name of the band is Future House.
Future House?
House, I think. Future House.
Okay.
And, the name of the song is Bombs Away. So you like it already, right? Bombs Away, China All the Time. Featuring,
uh-huh.
Mind you,
uh-huh.
Donald Trump! Everybody's favorite front runner for the presidential election, which still is
topic
yet,
relief.
It, It's still a year and like 3 weeks away. So 3 minutes with Donald Trump.
Program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
Now I'm on the highway to hell.
Whoa.
That was 3 minutes.
That was the 3 minutes, man.
It was a raping.
So they're saying in the chat he's behind nationwide. I did not know that. I knew he was behind in New Hampshire to the Carson guy. The Carson guy, boy, you talk about a soft-spoken cat. He's one of those. He's a low talker. If you watch the debate, there you go. So, you know, what do you think of this? Well, what I was thinking was, I'm gonna see if I was wrong. You know, next thing we know, we've negotiated some kind of crazy arms agreement we didn't want to get into because we can't have a low talker president. I'm against that.
It's like that Seinfeld episode. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, man. He's a low talker.
We'll end up wearing a puffy shirt.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get that was the puffy shirt one. That's right. Because that's what he reminds me of. Okay, now, here's the first news item I wanted to bring up here. Where was that? Okay, we do this one first. Cosby. He's getting in deeper and deeper, baby. He could face a criminal probe. No, he faces a criminal probe, reportedly. And that's a CBS News, so I don't think that's a fake news report, man. Ooh.
Anyone else would have been in jail by now. I mean, isn't everything...
So many of them are so long ago, that's the thing, I think. But... Then this one, I saw this one too as well today. I'm going to put the link in there so you can look at this babe. Had two more accused of sexual assault.
Oh,
look at this gal.
Oh.
Ooga. Ooga. Dude, you're Bill Cosby. Come on, dude. What the fuck? No offense.
I'd rather do the chick with the melon and the handgun. Right show. Look at this.
I shit you not. You are correct, sir.
I think he was taking his own roofies.
Yeah. Yikes. That'll leave a mark. Alright. Well, anyway, good luck to Mr. Cosby.
Right.
You know him, you love him. Right. Well, here we need a right. We'll give him a right on that. And that one with a... Where the fuck is he? Oh, jeez. I got too much stuff on here, man. You know? I'm not like Derek can just whip... You know.
Yeah. He's got it all
laid out. He whips it out. Whatever it is, it's right there, you know.
Right!
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. Well, we got... Here's science news. Oh, wait, this is science news. We got to go with science news music.
Oh. You got music for science news?
Hey,
I was looking up.
You might think this is the sports music, but you'd be wrong. This is the science music.
Obviously.
No. The World Health Organization's out of control, sir. I take issue with this latest headline. Bacon is to be classified as dangerous as cigarettes.
Oh,
they're putting bacon in the same category as cigarettes as far as danger.
They're fucked up.
They're equating bacon with asbestos, arsenic, cigarettes, and alcohol. As far as being cancer carcinogenation-ish.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
You know, who wants to live forever, right?
And I was saying how it... Yeah, I was reading where it improves your memory. It has that shit in it. It improves your memory.
I think people eat bacon live forever. Well, there was another headline. Some lady was 110. Ate bacon. Yeah, don't smoke the bacon, but you can eat the smoked bacon. This is fine line. All right, here's something. See, this shit, I believe, the technology is the shit that's killing us, not bacon.
Definitely.
Bacon has kept us alive for all these generations. Wi-Fi, they're saying, is a silent killer.
Hey.
Shit you not. They say exposure to Wi-Fi waves can cause chronic fatigue, earaches, poor concentration. What the fuck were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Wi-Fi. And frequent and severe headaches. And sleeping disorders.
That's amazing.
Anyway, yeah, they're saying turn off your Wi-Fi before you go to bed. If it's, like, near your bed. It'll fuck up your dreams, Maul.
I've been having Wendy dreams.
I miss Wendy. Dagnabbit. You know what? I think I'm actually a little bummed out.
I know I am.
You've been bumming me out. You know, like that. Just I get up in the morning, like, you know, just another day.
We need that phone.
Oh, I wish I had that. Paul McCartney. That's a great song. All right, now, here's the truth. And this is new exposed FBI. Is Dr. Gloom still here? Well, we've been joined by Dr. Gloom, by the way. All right, here it is, Dr. Gloom. This one's for you, baby. Here we go. The FBI. Now, eventually, they got to cough up these files, right? I'll put the link in there for this, because this is a lot of reading and a lot of stuff. And this is the stuff. We've been joined by Brenda Jo as well. And I missed saying Brenda Jo's name on the last two shows that she showed up at. So Brenda Jo, and Brenda Jo. And you know who you are, Doc. Thank you for coming. New. She's a cutie. So anyway, this FBI thing. Hitler was, he got a submarine ride out of Nazi Germany. He didn't die in a bunker after all. Quentin Tarantino was no more fucked up wrong than the supposed story they taught us in school. He arrived on the shores of Argentina and lived to the ripe old age of whatever the fuck.
So whose skull does the Soviet Union have?
It's some guy named Jimmy.
Jimmy! So it's like that that I always liked, where they said Hitler's alive and well and living on Falkland Island. That was my favorite tabloid.
Well, that. The thing is, though, you know, some of that shit. Some of that shit's true. I mean, it's just because it's in a tabloid doesn't mean it's true, but. It usually means it's not. That's the trouble with that.
Does it say anything about where that piece of ass, if she's still alive or not? You know, did she live? Ava Braun?
I don't know. She made it out,
sweetheart.
Too. Yeah. She made it out, as did Der Fuhrer. So apparently there is some kind of worldwide conspiracy where, you know, they're running shit and we're just a bunch of rubes believing a bunch of fairy stories. Yeehaw!
What's Gloomy say about all this? Sounds crazy. There you go.
Yeah, he's down. He saw convincing old Adolf Foldo. Well, that link there has a lot of fucking shit on it, man. It's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say that right after the show and read it.
All right, so now here's the end. We're going to end with a bang here. There's been a rash of masturbation crimes this week.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on with the world. People are jacking off left and right. I don't. Now, this first one is false. This was a phony story. Somebody, after they jumped on the jack-off bandwagon, but it's pretty funny. They said this gal in Walmart took a sausage and went to the ladies' room and masturbated with it.
Masturbated
for 30 minutes. Yeah. That's fake story. That's fake story. But this is a real story. A man allegedly pulls gun on people who caught him masturbating in the subway system. That's not the interesting part. The interesting part is that this subway masturbation is kind of a thing. It's very common and well documented in New York City, and like 3,000 misdemeanor sex crimes in the subway system every year. And basically, guys pulling out their wiener and giving it a little ride, a little show, showtime.
It's, so, it's the sound of the train and everything. It's the train whizzing by.
Maybe it is. That does kind of. I remember riding on a school bus. The bumpy school bus.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, this guy, went with this guy, though. Okay, he was in a van, caught smoking crack and masturbating in a CVS parking lot. Looks like somebody's dad. Come on, man. This guy.
CVS parking lot.
Take a look at this joker. 54-year-old guy. Jeez. Decent exposure, possession of crack. Allegedly caught masturbating in a van parked outside of the CVS. Dude.
We should hook him up with that Cosby chick. Look at him. Good God.
Jeez. I don't know. Like we've said it before, and we'll say it again. Hell in a handbasket, man.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's pull the string.
Don't stop me.
Lincoln Chafee.
Now, back to our show.
Baby, 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 baby.
right,
oh, yeah.
Mo. That was beauty. What if that dude knows we play that on our show? And no,
I have
not.
No idea. I think of that every time
Mark.
I hear it.
Yeah. It's an awesome fucking howl, man.
It is. It is.
I mean, he meant that, son of a bitch.
he's on Facebook every now and again. He's not only constantly.
Yeah, he's been on lately.
Yeah.
He does cool. His card. I talked to him for a while. He wanted to go to Art Institute, like where I went, and
yeah.
He couldn't afford it. So he's kind of frustrated artist. And he's got the talent to do whatever he wants, man. You know.
Yeah. Well, he can howl.
He can howl. He can howl. We have some funny stuff there in the. Oh, where did Jonathan go, or John? It's some funny stuff there in the Possum Lounge.
Yeah.
Everybody yucking it up. Yeah.
For those of you listening to the archives, you got to come live. The real party's in the lounge.
Yeah, it's fun. These guys are having a ball here. They're much funnier than Gumby and I are.
You ain't kidding.
The Lincoln Chafee thing. That guy. Did you see him, Gum? Did you see him?
I finally seen a picture of him. Yeah. But
what
I
goob.
Seen him.
Oh, just get a snippet of him from the debate, and he said, "Well, you know the huggy dick, what business do you have? Even be they're like
here.
Fillers, sir.
They're like fillers. They, it's like
jeez,
we need more people to run. So you know, hey, how about you? All right.
Some rich guy needed a tax write-off, you know, something like that. Because what the fuck?
We could change.
Who's the guy that said, dude, you have to run. You must run for president. Sheesh.
That's like people that tell their friends that, hey, you can really sing. You should get on one of those contests. And, you know, they're giggling to each other. Yeah, you're good.
Nice.
America's
maybe
got talent.
Maybe you want to... Maybe he won a contest on a reality show or something like that. I don't know. I don't watch TV. Now I'll watch fucking TV with a goddamn 26-inch screen. What's with that? Why you gotta buy a fucking screen the size of a barn door to watch TV? Going blind.
Yeah, well, you won't be complaining once you put a couple of cords in there. Some porn DVD.
Nah.
Japanese porn, baby.
Not
that
on that thing. Man, that high resolution. I was watching some of them lady shows this morning, you know, where the gals talk about stuff. And they all have pimples and shit that are really gross. I didn't realize they had, man, before on low definition television. You know, don't I? You know, I think that's the lesson here, man. That we brushed aside the analog world, but there was a charm to it.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, it kind of fuzzed out some of the imperfections in life. Do I need to see every pore on... what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Ted wants the floor here.
Yeah, I hear.
What's up, dude? What are you... Oh, shush. Oh, jiminy Christmas. He cut
there.
One in there. Forget that action. You live with that fart, buddy. That's yours. You live with that one, Dad.
Hey, we got a Deckard's dance party?
Indeed we do, sir.
Oh,
indeed
okay.
We do.
All right.
We should probably fire that up, man. We're moving right along here. All right, here we go. Do you want to do the wadadoo? We do the wadadoo.
Hey, yeah, the wadadoo.
The wadadoo. The wadadoo. Who's doing the wadadoo out there? Do the wadadoo.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality.
Because the polka is coming
up. Oh, the polka. Actual polka, baby.
Pardon my cough, professional radio. In my childhood dreams of hosting my own podcast, I never thought I'd be playing Lawrence Welk. You know?
Lawrence Welk, polka. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's good, man. You guys go.
Oh, yeah. And the water.
You know, we're not blow. Yeah, maybe we would blow up Lawrence Welk, but to play him and praise him as we praise Shemp, I never thought the thing would happen. You know what Lawrence Welk reminds me of?
Who's that?
When my mom and dad would go out and they'd get the babysitter.
Yeah.
It was always a Saturday night.
Huh?
And we'd be watching studio wrestling or hee-haw or something. Fucking babysitter come in there. Turn on Lawrence Welk.
Oh, boy.
So
babysitter wasn't some nice little hottie with big titties, right? She was some old lady.
There was one. Now this is true confessions now.
Okay.
I shouldn't even tell this story. But like usually I always had like old ladies and shit, you know. And a lot of cooks from school for some reason. And nothing cool ever happened with these ladies. But there was one time she had this younger lady. She was like my mom's age.
Uh-huh.
You know. And she brought her daughter.
Oh.
And I was little, but I remember being in the bathtub with her.
Oh,
and that was the last time that lady ever babysat for me. I should have clammed up. I shouldn't have blown her cover with mum.
You have no idea who this girl was, right?
Oh, no, it's one of those, you know, very dim memories. But, yeah, I think Mr. Happy was involved there, man. Very cool.
I'm sure Mr. Happy was. Hey, Beth Ann's in the lounge. That's it.
Beth Ann's in?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out, Beth Ann's in. I'm going to write her name. Beth Ann. Yeah.
Just catch
and then,
butter,
you know what we got to do? We got to polka, man.
Polka.
All right. This I'm dedicating the polka to Beth Ann San and Brenda Joe and Dr. Cake
right.
and Maggie
okay.
C
all right.
and all the other
all
girls
in the possum. Possum.
And you know who you are. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Polka time.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yashmengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Larry delivers.
I'm sorry, I was muted.
I was wondering whether you were going to play something or what. I thought this was a background.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, I said there's a reason he was on TV for 3,000 years. Mr. Lawrence Welk. Absolutely.
I don't think I ever seen the show.
Really?
Well,
not too many babysitters, huh?
Nope.
I swear to God, that's where that's the only. Well, yeah, that's pretty much that's how I remember seeing watching it. And they'd always have the dopiest skits and numbers on there, and it was just hokey as hell. It was no studio wrestling. Anyway, thanks everybody for coming.
Roller derby.
Well, yeah, roller derby probably had been about the same time, yeah. Around 7 in the evening or so on Saturday night.
There's chicks going around and around, knocking each other on their asses. I loved it.
Yeah. Beauty. We used to have bowling for dollars, which was great. Because the host of the show ended up fixing the Pennsylvania lottery.
Uh-huh.
It's a great... What's that?
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was that guy.
Yeah,
fixed it.
Yeah, he was one of the conspirators, the host of Pittsburgh's Bowling for Dollars on Channel 4. Nick Perry.
The thing with that is, after they fixed it for the one day, they couldn't unfix it, so the same number came up 3 days in a row.
You're kidding me.
No, that's how they got caught, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. You know, they said it so the numbers would come up. They left it like that.
I always thought they got caught because of the big payoff. Wow, I'll have to check that out. That's wild.
Yeah, I remember that happened.
Yeah, because I think they switched them. Because the things were stored in the TV studio, so I think they swapped them back. If that's true, dude, that's crazy. That's wild stuff. Check that out.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure
I remember it coming up 3 times in a row. Yeah.
Wow. But anyway, thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah,
you're a swell bunch of folks. And the new guys, and the old guys, and the semi-new guys, and especially all you women out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you know who I mean. Do 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 do. Maddie's. Wah, wah.
I got
you got? Water? Nothing? Oh. You're still doing a juice?
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to live forever, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't say that.
What are you going to do when we're all dead and you're sitting around going, oh, geez.
No possum out.
You should have kept drinking. You know, I don't know. Anyway, I'm teasing. Billy the Mountain. Play Billy the Mountain Saturday night, man. Ethel was a tree growing from his shoulder. Very cool shit.
Hey.
Natty.
Let's get some.
Yeah, so we'll be back Monday, and we'll blow up short people. That'll be our... I'm going to work on that. I'm going to make that like the... I'm going to try to make that the, like, you know, holy Bible of blow-ups or something. This is going to be the big Mamu, ladies and germs.
I think I dated that one,
Oh, shit, the transporter.
Hey, is there no one?
All right. Nah, I figured I'd give this one more rock.
Okay.
And that way, you know, I wouldn't blow out the new speakers right away. Which one are we going to do going out, though? That's All right. Don't rush me. Here we go. Energize!
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
On the road again. Just can't. ways to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Point maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? I don't think about it.
Uh-uh.
I just do it.
That's the way to be.
Oh, man. I really had very minimal effort in tonight's show because that gig today. I thought, well, I can, I got this and that together last night. And I thought, I got that gig. It's only 12:30 to 3:30. These things are usually pretty lightweight,
Yeah.
It's this casino outfit I work for. Holy mother of pearl.
Sure.
I drew one after another. I mean, I pumped for 4 hours. They at the end of the three, and the thing at the, it was going really slow for some reason, even though I was busy. And I got close to the end of the third hour, and the guy goes, "How much for another fucking hour?" And I'm like, "Oh, because I want to quit so bad, but I can snake this guy out of another yard there. Well, what the fuck?
Well,
so I'm beat the fucking shit, man. My arm really is sore tonight.
I just didn't.
I didn't really expect to do 4 hours that heavy today. That was rough. Glad I don't have anything else to weekend, so I'm cool. I'd rest her up, man. I should be treated like a starting pitcher in the major league.
I was about to say that. Yeah, how they take care of their arms and everything.
Yeah, it's like I should get a start every 4 or 5 days, and then let me rest. Do my magic. I don't know. It's fun. God knock wood that I can do this for a living.
Yeah.
Good stuff. But man, wow, that was a. I earned it today. That's what I'm going to say. I'm tired. Anyway. What else? Yes, I gotta get the furnace fixed, so.
Yeah.
Shit. TV, furnace, what's next?
I'm still waiting for my fucking driver's license.
What's the holdup? Well, Pennsylvania red tape is what the holdup is.
It shouldn't be that bad. I'm wondering if the doctor mailed it. I keep calling her. I called her twice and they never returned my phone call.
No way. Yeah, you gotta get in touch with them. Get from them. But
hopefully the first time I call I reminded them and they did it, so it'll be here next week. If that's the case.
But it's still Pennsylvania is their bureaucracy is insane.
I got the notice to give it up pretty quick.
How's that?
The notice that they wanted. I got that pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. On our ass is there.
Oh, sure. You know, I think I told you guys how Gigantor got his state ID finally. He called the Ebola hotline in Pennsylvania. And he finally got through to somebody. There was only one operator, and they're like, "Oh my God, what?" Well, I don't have Ebola, number one, but I do need your help. The power move, that was awesome.
Oh yeah,
he's a formidable guy. When he's sober, he can take care of business. When he's drinking, not so much. Alright. Good show, lad.
Yeah, fun time.
Hopefully the lovely Reverend's back with us Monday.
Yep.
I remember the last time I heard from her. Heard her voice.
That's great. Miss her.
She wasn't on Monday, was she? No.
Yeah, she. What day did she call it? She called it one day.
Week ago Monday.
A week ago,
Monday. Yeah. It's 2 weeks since we've heard the sexy, smoky tunes.
You got to go to the grotto tomorrow night. That's what it is.
Yeah, I have to go to the grotto. I hope she. Fucking internet stalker toady.
I'm not really here for the music, Daddy G. I was hoping that when he's going to show up.
Such is the life. And one of these days, some beautiful babe's going to fall madly in love with me. And all the women are going to go, man, we missed our chance.
You're going to have a whole new hassle ahead of you.
I don't know, I was really drunk at the time.
What's that?
I said, I'm riding my life out. Everyone stay away. Ride it out.
I don't see me ever hooking up with no broad again. Really.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm good.
I did the whole fucking, I deep sixed the marriage thing, man. I was, I went all in a couple times. I don't know if I can do that again. You know what I'm saying, eh? Jeez. It's a lot to ask a feller, Gosh.
I'm reading up on this Pennsylvania lottery thing. 1980.
Yep.
And it was
classic.
666.
666. And
I
believe they had weighted the threes, sixes, and nines were all weighted. And it just happened that it was 666. It's a great documentary on it, and it was on, I don't know, some cable channel. I've never been able to find it again.
Okay.
It was awesome. They had all the local news guys, you know.
They did a comedy on it.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't seen that. I didn't see that, no.
What's his name? Michael Keaton. It was called The Squeeze.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's a Pittsburgh boy, so he's involved.
Okay. I remember Beth saying
that. Was a compelling drama when it was unfolding. It was crazy, man. Yeah. Nick Perry. Uh-huh. I mean, we watch this guy every night and laugh, you know. There he was, hip deep in Schnyatsky. Oh, man, I better figure out what we're going to play out to. We got the... Tommy, slow down, Tommy. I guess that'd work. All right, we'll see here. You never know who's listening in. Well, thanks for coming, buddy. I think we wowed him tonight.
Yeah. Good to see some new people in there. Hope we won
them
over.
Yeah. Well, we were great. All right. I still haven't figured it out. Okay, we'll do this. Good night, everybody. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Walter.
Good night, Wendy, too.
Yes. I got the milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. This old barnyard heifer got me blue down to my shoes. I get up every morning before anything stirs. I get smacked with a tail full of cuckold burrs. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. This old wall-eyed jersey ain't worth the cud that she chews. I work hard all day of bringing in my crops. Then I have to milk you and you won't give 9 drops. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues.
So, stand still, you leather-headed old heifer. I'll hang a knot on you with a rail in a minute. Picking hard to coming out here every cold morning trying to milk you. Now stand still.
I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. I don't know why I don't sell you, except look at the money I'd lose.
You put your foot in the bucket, kick over the stool. I swear I'm gonna swap you for a blue-nosed mule. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. Now, look here, old heifer.
I'm really gonna tell you some news.
Even though I said you wouldn't give 9 squirts, bless your old heart, I love you so much it hurts. I got to milk 'em in the morning, feed 'em. Milk 'em in the evening blues. Get over, gal.
Milk 'em in the evening blues.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!